Day, but we had a couple issues with a couple of them. One problem you find in hockey is a lot of times the players don't live at home, so you have to get the parent signature on there if you're under 21. So it has to go from, you know, we send it out to the player, and then they have to send it to the parent, and they have to send it back, and sometimes it takes a little while. So we don't have them all back, but I expect us to sign, you know, anywhere from probably 9 to 10 guys, and a couple of them signed last year, so they don't have to re-sign, but we'll sign some new guys, and most of them are in. I'd really like to be able to talk about it today, but we want to wait till they all get in. And I know we had an issue this morning with one parent didn't sign it, so I'm going to send it back and get them to sign it. But we'll get them all in, and all the players have informed us that they're coming, and we think we have a real, real good class coming in next year.
Coach, we have losses to some of the top-ranked teams in the nation, number one and number three, a split with the 15th or 16th team in the nation. Taking that into account with our wins that we have, when do you think we'll start getting, this guy's asking, when do you start thinking we'll getting breaking into the polls, national rankings or whatnot?
Well, I think that's, going to take some time. I mean, we have to get back to a winning record. You know, we're still 3 games below 500, and I think until we get above 500, we won't be seen in the polls, and that's the way it should be. That's fine. Like, I have sometimes problems with teams who are below 500 and getting ranked in the top 15. I think you need to have a winning record to be acknowledged, unless you played great teams. But there's a fine line in college hockey. There's a lot of really good teams, but we have had a tough schedule. I don't know, boy, if anybody's had as tough a schedule as we had out there. I mean, you'd have to go through it and look at it. I'm sure somebody has had a pretty tough schedule, but ours has to rank right up there.
Certainly a non-conference schedule.
Yeah, who made that schedule, Dirk? Yeah. But, hopefully next year, obviously, we get Michigan at home and Duluth at home, and we don't play Michigan State, so things will balance out a little bit better than they did this year.
What is the number one goal of this year's team?
Wow. You know, that's the number one goal. We have goals. The team sets the goals. They set the goals for themselves. And I think right now we have about 5 on their goal board. If you were asking me to speculate what they think is the number one goal or what I think is the number one goal, to me it's home ice in the playoffs. I think we that's our number one goal. If we're home in the playoffs, we'll have a good record. Obviously, we'll have a good chance to play at home, good chance to get to Grand Rapids. Once you go to Grand Rapids, it's a single-game knockout to get to the NCAA tournament. And then once you get to the tournament, anything can happen. So I think for me, the first goal would be to get home ice, in the playoffs. And then now you're setting the table up pretty good to give yourselves a chance to whether win the league championship and or get to the NCAA tournament, which are both goals on our board also. And obviously the Great Lakes is one of their goals. But if you ask me, the number one goal would be that home ice in the playoffs.
Was the Great Lakes one of the top goals last year?
It was. Yeah, it was. I mean, I've only been here my third year, and every year we've been here, we've emphasized that tournament and made sure that that's one of our priorities is to win the tournament.
Well, it's a big tournament, and it's going to be coming up very soon. Thanks for your questions. And again, we will not have a Mel Pearson show next Monday because the team will be up in Alaska. We will have a Mel Pearson show the following week, but it will be on Tuesday. So it's going to be a little bit messed up here, but we'll make sure everybody knows.
You mean we're not going to do one remote from
Anchorage? Well, we can if you want to. We can maybe figure out some way to do that.
Well, yeah, we'll figure something out.
But it is going to be a fun trip, but it is a big week for Michigan Tech to get that first road win up in Anchorage.
Well, it is, and we'll start with Friday night. I mean, we have to be ready to play Friday night, and we'll probably change a couple things up to, change our fortune, so to speak, up there. But I think the first game's always the toughest up there just because of the time change and whatnot. But our team's been ready to go on the road. I mean, there hasn't been many nights other than maybe one that we just weren't ready. So I think this team's anxious. They're excited. We know how important these points are in the WCHA standings. We're right in the middle of the pack with everybody right now with our 2-2 record. So this will be a good opportunity for us to gain some valuable points against teams that we have to finish ahead of in the standings.
And both rinks, I know Anchorage, but Fairbanks is Olympic Sheik,
yes,
too, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and this is the only time we play Anchorage this year, so they're going to be important games, and if you ever need to be in a tiebreaker somewhere down the road, head-to-head competition does play into it. So we're going to have a good effort from everybody. And you know, and the one nice thing is we didn't talk about Jamie Phillips.
I was just going to ask you a question about him.
But you know, he came in and had a real good game, and that's going to help us going forward to Annette. I thought, you know, it's tough for him to come in and play like he had to play. He hasn't played very much. Didn't see many shots for two periods, and third period he stood tall. So that gives us a good 1-2 combination. And obviously Phoenix is from the Fairbanks area, so I know he'll be anxious to get home and play. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to a real strong and real good trip from our team.
Do you have a number one goaltender right now, Coach?
Well, we have three number one goalies. I think either one of the three can play and win, and that's nice to have. But obviously, you know, Phoenix has played most of the games, but, you know, Jamie's, you know, won. You know, he won his last game here, so good for him.
What about Matt Winch's coach, and what are you telling him right now? Because we have two goaltenders that are playing pretty well ahead of him.
Just to be patient, you know, to bide his time. You know, he's looked very good in practice, really good in practice. And, you know, there's a reason he's here. And he'll get his opportunity at some point, you know, whether it's, you know, next week or a month or a year. We don't know when that is, but he's just got to stay positive and keep working hard. And he has. That's the one thing I really like about him is he's got a great attitude. He comes to practice every day, and he really works hard in the net, which helps our team. So he's a true team player, and I really appreciate that, and I know our team does.
What about the goaltending coach, and how that's been working out?
Yeah, Dieter's been good. Dieter's been really good. Unfortunately, he's got caught up in this deer hunting thing. Unfortunately, maybe I should say. So
now you might get some venison out of it.
Yeah. I don't know if I can eat Bambi, but he was he was gone this week down in Wisconsin somewhere hunting. But it's worked good. He's done a nice job with our goaltenders, and he's got a real good rapport with them. And I think that's one of the keys why our goaltenders have played so well for the most part is Dieter's done a really nice job with them.
How about assistant coaches, Coach, as far as this long trip up to Anchorage? I know in the past this is a good weekend for you know, team coaches to go watch other hockey. Will we have both assistant coaches available for the entire Alaska trip up there, or will they be recruiting and scouting other places?
Well, a combination, yeah. I think they're going to flip-flop, so unfortunately for them, they won't spend the whole 10-11 days in Alaska. But we'll take, I think Damon's going to come up, Damon Whitten will come up on the Anchorage trip and spend, you know, 5 days there, and then...
Of course, Bill, he has ties there, too.
He has ties there, sure, and Billy will be out recruiting, and then they'll flip-flop when we head to Fairbanks. Billy will come on up there from BC, and Damon will go recruiting in the USHL. So, and they've done a great job, those two guys, as far as the class we're putting together right now that people will probably see a release later this week on our website, MichiganTechHuskies.com, and they can read all about our recruits, and obviously you'll have a release. You can let that out, but they've done a real nice job with this recruiting class, and I'm really excited about the future going forward with the team.
How different is it for you when you have both coaches at the games? Because that doesn't, you know, that doesn't happen. It's obviously you have that extra voice and extra pair of eyes.
Well, you do. I mean, I think it's good. It's good because you know, it gives them a lot more time to spend with our players to see actually how they're playing, and then we do a lot of videos, so individual videos. So I know there's players we already talked about this weekend that I want both coaches to spend you know, 20 minutes with, going over their shifts just to make sure that. The players know what our expectations are for them, and to watch their game a little bit just so they can learn and grow from it.
And if you guys were joking around a little bit before Saturday night's game that a lot of the changes had to do with some of the assistant coaches' opinions. Is that right or no?
Well, you know, no doubt about it. We all have a say in this, and I listen to them. You know, more than one set of eyes is good and ears, and they watch and listen to see what's going on, and I value their opinions. Now, we might not always agree or whatnot, and I have to make the final decision, but I really value their input on our team and who should play, who shouldn't play, who's playing well, and sometimes it's just a gut feeling, but obviously, I mean, they've been around the game, they've seen a lot, mm-hmm. so I'm happy to have them and lucky to have them on the staff, and they do a good job.
All right, Coach, well, thanks for your time. Have a safe trip up to Anchorage and then to Fairbanks, and let's get four big wins on the two weekends.
Yeah, looking forward to it, really looking forward to the trip, and I think it'll be a good bonding experience. I know we're going to maybe try and do a couple things and maybe a little curling in there, Dirk, or something.
Wow.
So
wow.
Something real exciting. But no, thanks. And I just want to thank all the fans that came out this weekend. I know with deer hunting and whatnot, but the fans were loud. I mean,
yeah.
I like the atmosphere in there. There's a lot of energy in our building. Like I said, it really helps our team. So we'll look forward to seeing everybody in a couple weeks for Bemidji.
Sounds good. That's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ.